We begin today a four-week series on Sent to Serve. Last week was Step Up Sunday, the Step Up, Step Out Sunday. And for the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about what it means to be sent out to serve. So let's begin by looking at John 20, 19 through 21. It's the end of the story. This is the resurrection text, the end of the story of the gospel according to John. And I'm using the Message translation. So I invite you to hear again this wonderful, wonderful story of our faith. Later on that day, meaning later on that first resurrection morning, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. Disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, were exuberant. Jesus repeated his greeting. "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God with us, thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Holy Spirit, come. Fill every heart here. Fill us to overflowing to the point where we have to leave here shouting your praise. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For we, you children, long to hear your voice. Amen. So today, our Sent to Serve message is a missional mindset. We're going to play a little game called Would You Rather. Now, if you're in youth group, we've done this before. And usually, we get up and we run around, we go from side to side. Well, I don't want anybody to break anything, because we got enough replacement joints going on in this place. So we're going to do it at our seats. I'm going to give a statement and give you two choices, okay? And if you'd rather take choice A, you raise your hand, okay? Or choice B. Are you ready? Would you rather win tickets to a Titans game? That doesn't bode well for the season. Or a show on Broadway? Especially if it's Hamilton, right? Okay, good. Would you rather live in the city or in the country? Here you go. Would you rather kiss a frog or kiss a pig? Would you rather drive to go on vacation or fly to go on vacation? Okay. Would you rather be in the front row of a concert or the front row of a presidential debate? Let me give you back the front row of a concert thing. Yeah, okay, I thought so. Would you rather read a book or go to a movie? Would you rather spend time on Twitter or Facebook? Here's my last one. Would you rather engage in missions or live missionally? Engage in missions or live missionally? Now, a lot of you are looking confused, because to many of us, engage in missions and live missionally sounds a lot like the same thing, right? Well, they're really very different. Engage in missions, we say missions, we're really talking about a specific time in a specific place, and usually it's short term. For example, mountaintop, our trip to Haiti, and whatever. You're doing something. But living missionally is every day living with a missional mindset. It's living as Christ lived. He came with a mindset of living missionally. Each of his days was spent looking for people with whom he could love, looking for people with whom he could engage, looking for people with whom he could help. That is a missional mindset. Well, what keeps us from living missionally as opposed to engaging in missions? Our scripture tells us that. Hidden behind closed doors. It says, later on that day, the disciples were gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, locked behind closed doors. Oftentimes, fear keeps us from living missionally. The disciples had every right to be fearful, for they thought they too were going to be crucified. They were locked in fear behind the doors. But we too can be locked in fear, can we not? We're fearful of reaching out to other people. We're fearful of rejection. We're fearful of what they may say or do. Or better yet, we're fearful what others may say or do if we go against the norm. Or quite honestly, we're just fearful of being uncomfortable. We love our little box of comfort, do we not? We just like things the way they've always been. We like things that we can, oh, here we go. We like things we can control. Admit it, we're control freaks. And we're fearful if we get outside of these normative patterns of behavior that we're challenged, that we'll be asked to do something. And then the big fear happens. We're afraid to fail. We're afraid that God might actually ask us to do something that we are ill-equipped to do. And let me let you in on something. God's going to ask you to do something that you're not equipped to do. But then God's going to equip you to do it. So we stay locked behind our doors of fear instead of stepping out on faith. The funny thing is, Jesus knows exactly where we are when we're locked behind those doors of fear. It says, Jesus entered and stood among them. Jesus knew where the disciples were. He knew they were locked up, upstairs, hiding behind those doors. And even when we're locked behind our own fears of insecurity and questions, Christ will come and stand with us in the midst of those fears. Will stand right there beside us. Christ will find us no matter where we are. And that is great good news, is it not? In the midst of our pain and our insecurities and our doubts and our joys and our confusion, our lack of faith, Christ will come and stand with us. Stand right there with us. There's nothing we can do or say to Christ to make him leave us. That is wonderful news of grace for us, that he is right there. Even when we're saying things to him that we think will make him not love us, there's nothing we can do to make God stop loving us. That's an amen moment, is it not? That God will stand right there. Christ will stand right there. The Holy Spirit will be with us right there where we are. We don't have to gussy ourselves up. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to put excuses on it. When God asks us to do something, God knows what's already going on in our hearts, and God will be with us anyway. Jesus knows where we are. And then we hear this word, peace to you. In the midst of the call to reach out, to live missionally, Christ says, peace to you. Right after the resurrection, every time Jesus showed up, his first word was peace. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the doubt, in the midst of the joy, Jesus says, peace to you. And when we receive this peace, then we gain courage. We gain courage because the word is spoken over us. We gain courage because Christ is there. And then he says the most profound thing that I have found in the Bible yet. Just as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Do you catch the nuance there? Just as God sent Jesus, God is sending us. We have the same marching orders as Christ. Just as we are, warts and all, with all of our excuses and doubts and with all of our shortcomings, God is sending us just as God sent Christ. Amazing, is it not? God is inviting us to the very same work that Christ did. What an honor. What a blessing that God thinks that much of us, to invite us to the very same work of God's only Son. We must be pretty special to God, don't you think? God must have a tremendous belief in us, because God knows God will be with us. So from this peace comes courage, because God has faith in us. And from this courage, we're sent out to the mission field. You see, a missional mindset. Remember we talked about mindset about a month ago? There's fixed mindset and growth mindset. And a growth mindset, it sees a challenge and accepts it because they know, a person with a growth mindset knows that they're going to be growing continuously. A missional mindset says, living the gospel where you are. Living the gospel. Putting on Christ, just as we did in baptism. Putting on Christ, that we can live for Christ. So how do we do that? We look out for the person who needs the good word, who needs an encouragement, who needs kindness, who needs to be shown that they have been seen today. All of us have a deep-seated need to be seen, to be acknowledged that we have walked this earth. Every one of us need to have someone pay attention to us. You ever thought about what it would mean if you just took a moment to pay attention to someone? To say, I see you. I see you. I know that you're here. Maybe at school it's somebody who just needs you to sit at lunch with them. Maybe it's somebody at work who needs to know that someone is seeing them struggle, or someone who's made a progress in some area and they just need a word of encouragement. Maybe it's that person in the restaurant who you see doing an excellent job, and you just need to stop them for 30 seconds and say, thank you for the excellent job you're doing. Or maybe it's your own self you need to say, I see you. Maybe it's that senior adult that you need to send a card to. Or maybe it's someone who's made an impact in your life. You take the 2 minutes to write a note to saying, thank you for what you've done to my life. All of us need to be seen and encouraged and appreciated. That's living missionally. It's taking notice of people. It's also not standing by when others are harmed. It's not keeping silent in the face of injustice. All of us can do something this day that's living missionally. Not all of us are called to be the grand missionaries of Paul or Mother Teresa, but all of us are called to do one thing today to make someone else's life better. One small thing. Will we accept that? Will we live missionally today and tomorrow? That's a great challenge. Thanks be to God. Amen.